previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Egg roll, toilet bowl, photograph, steal your soul. Kathy Griffin, Ernie Bird, Seinfeld wore a puffy shirt. Wheel of Fortune, stop sign, horseshoe, buffet line. Overweight, payment slate, giant body, clean plate. Sarah Palin, Jersey Shore, radiation at the core. Honey Boo Boo, shut the door, I can't take it anymore.
Introducing two guys you never want to see in lingerie, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall are your hosts, come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. You, the listener, are here. We're ready to start the show.
This is Bones. Are you ready?
Ring, 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 ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, phone home.
Ring a ding ding.
Ring a ding ding. It's a show.
Kendall, let me ask you this right off the bat. Speaking of,
why are you jumping into things so quickly, Cliff?
All right, let's ease.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask me a question.
I have a lot of questions to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to ask you first is, when is the last time, not in some sort of weird workplace way,
okay,
someone was like, Kendall, the telephone on the wall is for you. When's last time that happened?
Gosh. God, I don't...
A long time ago,
it's so
right?
long that I can't remember. I really honestly cannot remember.
It's so long
That kind of made me sad. Thank you, Matt. I don't know.
It is. Everything makes me sad these days.
Yes, it does.
It does. But this is phones. This is a show about phones. Yeah.
Do you remember your first time? Do you remember the last time you had somebody call for you on a phone? On a landline?
Not really. I can't really remember. Pardon me. This is a show.
Yes, it is.
About phones. And it's more specifically, or maybe more generally, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, the internet talk show / radio filler program here on Rye 99. KBSH in Bushel Town.
It's my favorite station.
4 a.m. Sunday morning. If you're listening, good morning, good morning.
If you're listening, I'm sorry. It's 4 a.m.
To stay up late.
Why are you up at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning?
Good morning. Speaking of people singing beautifully.
Is that what we're talking about?
Now, have you noticed that, okay, Lady Gaga, God love her, she's, you know, remaking herself as like Adele. Don't you think she's a little bit mad? Like, people are always talking about how Adele can sing. Like, I can sing too, and I'm going to prove it. Don't you think that's a little bit happening?
Yeah.
And she can sing.
I mean, yeah, she's changing her persona for sure. It's like, I'm an actress now.
But anyway, they're trying, you know, they're like these big voices and talents are coming back, don't you think, a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I want to point out that I've been doing it on the air for 8 years since Adele.
Started here.
Listen, Adele was just a teenage dirtbag when we started this show, okay? I was singing it loud back then.
If nothing else, we could say, well, we were here before Adele.
Yeah. Now, back in the day, big fat talented singers, it was just me, Pavarotti, and Nell Carter. Now it's me.
Now we've added Adele to the list.
It's me and Adele.
I don't know if she'd want to be in that list.
Are dead. I just hope she gains that weight back quick.
I think she's already started to.
I think because she looked bigger in that karaoke drive-in video.
Yeah, well, and she looked even bigger at the Grammys.
Good.
Good. It always helps me feel better when I see people ballooning back up.
I hate when people are just like, oh, I just stopped caring and I lost weight. Yeah, right, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Melissa McCarthy. Why is she, like, of all people, I'm like, what? How are you now getting real skinny?
And I understand you want to be healthy. Everybody wants to be bone thin. God knows nobody wants to be bone thin more than these two fat people hosting this show. But, you know, I will just be glad if and when she does gain it all back. But, you know, she wants to be healthy, but she's like, I just stopped paying attention. No, you didn't.
Yeah, every time I stop paying attention, I gain 4,000 pounds.
And that's over the course of an evening.
Yeah, yeah. And then literally. I spend 6 years trying to get it back off.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, do you have things to say? I have a lot more to say.
Oh, Cliff, you know I do.
I haven't even gotten to phones yet.
just let me interrupt like half a sec. No, actually, you go ahead. Well, when we get to phones, I'll butt in here.
Okay. All right, now this is a pressing issue.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm just the wall.
Checking off these topics one by one. Weeks ago, during an episode when it was just a crazy, crazy day, we recorded it. We kept getting all these freaky faxes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them said, you know, it was a warning to us that they were going to reveal all of our most dark
secrets. Horrible.
And so you and I, we just agreed to take the bull by the horns
mm-hmm.
and reveal our dark secrets before anybody else could have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And my dark secret was that I care too much about others and the world.
It's pretty dark.
And so, and we talked. Sorry.
That was my dark secret.
No, it wasn't. We talked a lot about that for some reason, but what was yours?
Who knows? I can't remember last.
I think that yesterday. You said that you poop in swimming pools.
Oh, was that what it was?
Is that what it was? Like, you don't know. Oh, me?
Never done that in my life. I don't know.
Me, number two, in a large kidney-shaped pool.
That sounds like something I do. Probably was. Oh. Oh, excuse me, dear. I'm so sorry to interrupt, dear. But it seems that you have a phone call, Kendall. I have a phone call. We were just talking about the last time. Well, on what? The new payphone? Oh, yes, dear. Yeah. The payphone, dear.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe. Mr. Snodbottom, in the last day, I don't get the reasoning behind it.
No one does, dear.
He's installed a payphone in the lobby. It's a big thing. It's on the wall, and it's, how much even is it? How many quarters you gotta pump into that thing?
Oh, dear, don't even ask.
But it's very affordable. And, you know, I've always on a quest to save a dime here and there around the studio buzz. It keeps the show on the air.
Yeah, but you can't make a phone call for a dime.
No, what it's like, you gotta use your credit card. It's like $8.
You have to take out a loan.
But don't be silly, boys. You know, we're undoubtedly gonna have street traffic drop ins to make phone calls.
Oh.
Wouldn't be surprised if we need cones to form a line.
Dear, it is ridiculous. If someone needs to use the phone, the hospitable thing to do is to let them use the phone, dear, for free. Ooh. I don't know why we have to have this payphone in the lobby.
Dear, you know how. Our show's losing money by the hour, girl.
Yeah, well, that's nothing new, dear.
We must
and
do
Kendall,
it
I'm sorry,
anything we can to make it up.
Kendall, you need to take the phone call, dear. Oh,
yes, go.
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, dear, I can't believe that you've put this phone up in the lobby, dear. This is the most insane idea you've had yet.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm back. I'm so sorry about that. that was the erotic bakery. My cake's in.
Oh, good.
I'm so excited. So, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt during the show.
All right, bud. Now, I'm going to get back out here and make sure the public at large knows we got a phone.
Oh, yes, dear. Let's go make a sign, dear, and put it up front.
Brilliant idea, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
There's some sign-making materials.
Okay. He has lost his mind.
Oh, my. But speaking of phones.
Yes. Yes. What were you saying before all that craziness happened?
Do you know that it was not so very long ago when we were in college together?
It was so very long ago.
I had a cell phone, and I only had 30 minutes a month. I could only use it for 30 minutes a month, everybody. God. Is that not insane? Doesn't that sound like Guantanamo Bay?
I mean, I remember before we had, like, smartphones. But I don't understand. I mean, we had the huge brick phones that would barely ever work, and you're like, oh, I can call one person a day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you were terrified. It would cost $1 million. It would cost as much as that damn payphone out there to make a phone call.
Oh, you had to wait till at night when the rates changed.
Yes.
How is it different? After 6 o'clock,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's all coming back to me now.
How is it different?
Nights and weekends. Oh my God, this is all coming back to me.
Weird. And now, I had a beeper. Did you have a beeper?
Oh, of course I had a beeper. In high school.
I should have known you did.
Of course. I was high class in high school with a beeper.
Yeah.
You know how you'd like.
You got beeped in high school?
Yes. I had many, many appointments I had to be beeped for.
beep, beep, beep. Your algebra homework's late.
Beep, beep, beep. You've gained 5 more pounds. It was the doctor, your cholesterol's high. Beep,
your
beep.
Cholesterol's high. Happy 17th birthday.
It was so ridiculous. I don't know why I needed a pager. No, nobody needs a pager when you're in high school. Nobody needs a phone when you're in high school.
No. Put take the phones away from the high school kids.
Do it.
Let's start an initiative. Now, what about this? Speaking of modern day times. Now, there's a new study out. It says most, like, ugh, I hate the word.
Ugh.
Tell me if you hate this word,
millennials?
Listeners. Well, no, I don't know that as much. You can't help being that. We're Generation Y? Isn't that what we technically are?
W-H-Y, yes.
Yeah. And Kendall and I are Generation Wide. But technically, I think we're Generation Y because we're not quite old enough to be Generation X, and we're certainly not millennial.
Yes.
We're born in 81.
Stuck right in the middle.
400 years ago. Mm-hmm. But anyway, most of the gamers, do you hate the word gamer?
I do, because I've never been a gamer, and I never want to play games. I don't have time to play games.
Now, if our listeners are out there in the world playing Super Mario.
You can do whatever you want to do. I just don't have time for it.
Yeah, who cares? Go for it. I hope you get all the points. But
all the points? I hope you win all the levels.
Most gamers are adult women, and I just...
Are they really?
Yeah, that's what some study says, and I'm just like, oh my God, I thought so much more of adult women.
Uh-huh. Yeah, things have changed now in my perspective.
Maybe Hillary shouldn't be president.
She's going to be playing games all every week.
She's going to be playing the damn Mario Kart.
Like, let me just finish Angry Birds real quick before I go to my briefing.
So, did you have anything else about a phone?
Only 12,000 things. Okay. But we can get to that after the break, Cliff. I've got to take a break real quick because, I got to call the Erotic Bakery back and see if they can bring that over.
And you go use the payphone. Make him happy. Come on.
God, do you have $4 I can borrow?
No.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Small wedding, you know, maybe about
Louise Hexter. Start wearing cleaner clothes.
Shh. Sydney's proposing.
Besides, I switched to Dash, and my blouse is cleaner. Isn't that right, Sydney?
We agree. Your blouse is cleaner, but with new concentrated Dash, it'll look even better. We never thought the day'd come when there'd be a detergent better than Dash. But the day has come. There's new Dash.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back. Ring. Cliff, sorry, Dolores is out in the lobby and she is so angry because she was like, Mr. Nodbottom went over there. He's like, anybody need to use phone? He's just talking it up. And she was like, oh, yeah, I need to use phone. She comes over and she's like, I have to pay to use the phone. She's just incensed right now. She's like, I am a celebrity. I don't need to use pay phones.
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. Speaking of phones, and just so don't look out there, so the Dolores doesn't catch up.
Oh no, I don't want her. I don't want her seeing me. She hates me.
What do you now? I hate people calling me on the phone.
These days,
don't you?
Yes. No. We're way too old. Well, because everybody that calls is usually look, honestly, you and I are really good friends. Other than that, it's like people calling you to sell you something or to get you to vote for something or it's something that somebody needs. They're like, oh, can you help me do this?
I don't want it.
Yeah. Obviously, like you said, like, I'll answer the phone to you, or if it's my mother, I'll answer the phone. Yeah. But pretty much anybody else, I'm like, well, Susan. Let me forget about Susan. I always forget to say Susan, but yeah.
She's in London, and you won't even answer.
Well,
the
charges are so much.
The international charges. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Drag. Now, get this. You're always talking about, Zac Efron's body.
Oh, that's me. I'm always talking about
muscular uh-huh. and all this. But Seth Rogen, you know, they made all those movies together.
Uh-huh.
The Neighbors. You know, Seth Rogen said that even when they're on set, he can't even, like, eat pizza if there's pizza there. Like, he can't, because the next day he's got to have some, like, ab shot. You know?
I was going to say he's got to have, like, surgery. And there's no room for anything.
Yeah, there's not. Isn't that a shame?
If I look like that, maybe I would be okay without... No, I wouldn't. I'll never make it like that. We know.
You would never.
We know.
Anyway, this is a time in the show for a segment.
It is.
And when I think to myself, what segment should it be? Songs you should know.
You're the one with the perfect
extra.
Why don't you start us out with the perfect pitch?
Extra, even.
Right. No, 20% more extra perfect pitch.
Hello, hello, baby, you called. I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say.
Telephone!
Yeah!
Lady Gaga.
There you go.
Shocker.
Shocker.
Let's see.
I need a bit of, shock treatment.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
I apologize in advance for the non-perfect pitch of this one. I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be. We were younger.
Isn't that the name of it?
And free. What?
When we were younger?
No.
No. What's that? Adele.
Hello!
Oh, hello.
In the course of the phones, I thought, oh, hello.
Hello, we both went. That's funny.
Uh-huh.
All right. The night we met, I knew I needed you so.
Bum, bum, bum.
And if I had the chance, I'd never let you go. So won't you say you love me? I'll make you so proud of me. We'll make them turn their heads every place we go. So won't you please
be my little baby, my one and only.
Be my baby now.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, millennials are like, what song?
They're like, what the f*** is happening? Right now? Be my baby.
Be my baby.
Oh, got it. I got one.
You got one.
Got two. Got Let's two. See if I'm going to go for third. All right, Cliff. No April rain. No flowers bloom.
Oh, I just called to say I love
you. Yes, because it's a phone.
There you go.
Ding, ding. Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Remember when we held on in the rain, the night we almost lost it. Once again, we can take the night into tomorrow, living on feelings. Touching you, I feel it all again.
Pick up the phone.
Didn't we almost have it all?
Oh, so you threw me for a loop because I was like, oh, it's phone related.
No.
Shit. That's what I get for assuming.
That's what you get for assuming you made a big ass.
Well, we knew I wasn't going to get all three in a row. All right, I got one more for you, Cliff.
All right.
Threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked at you as it fell, and now I'm in my way.
That's wishing on a phone.
No, because that's Call Me Maybe.
Call Me
Carly
Maybe.
Rae Jepsen.
Who ever heard that song?
Oh, you have heard Call Me Maybe.
I really don't.
Really?
Ever
so
heard
Call
it.
Me Maybe. All the listeners are like, what?
I know.
Right in.
But
Google it.
I was too busy listening to Be My Baby.
Yeah, well.
Over and over.
Well, it's
over.
A better song.
It just fit
with the show.
Kendall, do you know those Jane Seymour?
And that's all the time we have for songs you should know.
There you go. Do you know those Jane Seymour open heart necklaces?
Yes, I do. The double hearts or whatever.
Poor Jane Seymour. Those are just ugly. It's just like two butts.
I thought you were going to go somewhere. You're like, this is ugly.
It's a butt on top of a butt. Open heart necklace. That's some weirdo. It's a pube just, that Jane Seymour pulled out of her drain. It's like, hey, why don't we crust this with a diamond?
She's like, oh, this looks like it's two hearts. So let's make this into a necklace.
Probably her child drew it and was like, here's some butts. Jane's like, are those hearts? Do you mind if I make jewelry out of this? I think they just look awful. Kendall, I had a weird dream last night.
Did you?
I did. Oh, I had this. It was such a weird dream. Now tell me, and you all, okay, back. I'll tell you the dream, then I have a question.
Okay.
So I had a dream, and but like in the night, I had these babies, and I had one white baby and one black baby.
Uh-huh.
And I would just hold either one, like if the other one was asleep, I would hold the other one. And then when that one woke up, you know, I would just switch back and forth. And I just holding these babies, and I thought, isn't this weird that this is the dream that I'm having?
And you thought that in your dream?
Well, I certainly thought it when I woke up.
Okay.
In the dream, I was like, oh, these babies, I have to take care of them, and I want to hug them and hold them. Okay, and that's pretty much the extent of it. But, okay, do you have dreams where you hold babies?
No.
No?
No, I've never had a dream hold the baby.
Never?
No, ever.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We should look that up in a dream. We need to bring back that old dream segment we had from like 40 years ago.
Isn't that an odd?
Probably because you're a nurturing person and you dreamed about, you know, taking care of people. That's what it was.
I'm sure. And I want to heal the races.
Exactly. And see, just go deep. Speaking of dreams, Cliff, yeah. You know, I was listening to the show that you did with our first lady, Rayanne.
Uh-huh.
And I got to say, like, I was cracking up at the beginning because it was like Inception. You're like, oh, I'll tell you where Kendall is. Hold on, let me tell you this. And you're like, oh, I'll tell you where we are. And we had to, like, go three in, and then you, like, backtrack. It was like Inception. It was great.
I have a lot of things to say.
You had to get through all of it.
Somebody's got to host this damn show. Somebody's got to.
I'm just phoning it in, Cliff.
Yeah, you better. You're speaking of phoning it in.
Boss.
Oh gosh, it's the phone.
Wonderful news! Someone just used a phone, boss.
Oh, who? Who used the phone?
A UPS man.
Oh,
he dropped his cellular telephone into a sewer.
Yes, dear, and the poor man had to get change and run across the street. It was ridiculous.
My plan's working, dear.
Dear, your plan is not working, dear. We made 60 cents today.
And the profits are only going to go up from here,
boss.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, come along, dear. Is that someone out there trying to use the phone?
Oh, dear, please let me stop them, dear. What are you doing? Don't do it, dear. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got a little thing for you I want to tell you.
These dreams go on when I close my eyes. Yeah.
You know I'm a big Apple fan. Big, huge Mac fan. I'm big everything.
You're big.
And speaking of big people, you know Steve Wozniak, my soul brother, because he's so fat me. You're like, who? Co-founder of Apple, that one?
Right.
He actually got the phone number. He was the first one to get the phone number, 888-888-8888. That'll be real funny. And he got like 250 wrong number calls a day because babies were playing with the phone.
Babies.
He had to change the number. Speaking of babies, see, that's what you're dreaming about. You predicted this whole thing.
I don't believe that for a second. But do you imagine?
Right here in the fine print from the writers.
It was faxed from the writers.
It must be true.
Can you imagine somebody sitting at the phone, just call after call, just, oh, well, and it's another baby call.
I'm sure that's what happened.
5 minutes later.
I have 4,000 phone things, and I thought that was the funny one that I wanted to share with you.
Well, I'm so glad.
I know you are. I know all the listeners are.
Thanks for the memories. All right, it's time for a new game. Our First Lady Rayanne did play.
Oh, I love it.
I think she did. Didn't she play this?
Yes, she did.
The Psychic Connection.
I was jealous she got to play it with you while stuck in that elevator.
Game. She broke the glass ceiling of initiating this segment.
Mm-hmm.
And so how it works is we test how deeply psychically connected the hosts are or whoever's playing. And what?
I was going to say, while you were doing the show, I was yelling out exactly what you were yelling out on the thing. I was like, of course, when they were pumping it in through the elevator, I was listening to it. I was like, yep.
You would love it. So I'm going to say a category, for instance, would be something made out of glass. And then we would both just say a glass. at this angle. first one is, and you say which first one that comes to your mind.
Okay.
I'll do the same. A Harry Potter book. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Goblet Stone. Of Fire. Oh.
Oh, the Goblet of Fire is my favorite, though.
Yes, that's what I was saying. It's one of my favorites. Oh. Kendall, all right, get ready.
Okay.
Ready to name it. Clear your mind.
Okay.
First thing that comes to you. You gotta clear your mind so our psychic energy.
That's the problem. I didn't clear it the first
intertwine.
Time. Okay, got it.
Name a type of fish. Bass.
I was doing it just for the
halibut. I was thinking of Lance Bass. All right. Name.
I did so well last time you played this.
Something blue.
Oh, hold on. Water.
Water.
Ocean. I couldn't think of anything. I was like, my soul is blue.
My soul. Mm-hmm. Blue. How blue? All right, Kendall, only a few more.
Only 40 more minutes to this. I love it.
40 more minutes. Name a McDonald's menu item.
Okay. McRib.
McMuffin. Oh, we got it. Mick.
We got a Mick. Right. We were close.
We were close.
That is the most fun I've had on this in a long time. I love that game.
What a fun one. And we got one more last one.
Okay.
Finally. Name a kind of bread.
Sourdough.
Why?
Oh, of course, oh, we're in Bustletown. Stupid.
You are so stupid.
Mr. Stompbottom is out there just yelling at me for not getting that one.
You are so stupid.
Oh, but now he's trying to get somebody to use the phone again.
I'm not yelling at you for whatever you're saying here on the air.
Oh, I thought you were listening.
I need you to make an announcement about a payphone.
We're not making an announcement on the show.
Sounds pretty unethical.
It's on the air, but
people have cell phones. They don't need to come here to use the phone.
How can we do that? Mrs. Polly Bitterberger, get in here. Talk some sense
into him. Dear, I am tired of talking to him. I'm just talked into circles, dear. I can't do it anymore.
We must advertise. You know you can't get anywhere.
Has a light hit you on the head again, dear?
Oh, dear. Come out here. We must get some quarters, dear. We're going to call Dr. Blathers for the moon.
Oh, don't you bring Dr. Blathers into this, dear.
Bring your coin purse, dear.
I'm not bringing my...
Oh, no. This phone has just...
This phone is just ruining their marriage.
It's just ruined so many lives.
See, payphones are the devil.
You ever seen Soap Dish, that movie?
Yes, I have.
Oh, don't you love it?
I do. I'd like to watch that again, actually.
Oh, I watched it a few weeks ago. Kopfgeschlagen. It is the best. It is so good.
Okay, I'm going to watch that very soon.
Watch it soon, damn it.
I'm going to go. I'm leaving the show right now. I'm going to watch it.
Who you think you are not watching that damn show? Whatever.
Kendall,
that's so sad.
Oh, it is. It's pretty sad. Yes, I'm very sad. I had so many more things to say about phones. But...
Well, tell me one. Whittle it down to one.
Well.
Sorry, I didn't know you were going to put me on the spot like this. Cliff, did you know that Mother's Day is the busiest day for phone calls? And Father's Day is the busiest day for collect calls. Hilarious.
Hilarious. You can't make this stuff up.
You can't. Everybody's laughing. I love it.
You cannot make
And now I'm real sad.
This.
No. Oh, if our listeners give us a call on our payphone.
Also, give us a call. I wonder if that's the number that's connected out there.
It's 888-888-8888. But all these babies keep calling.
Oh, Wozniak. Because I have a phone number for babies. Mm-hmm. God.
No, it's 818-308-4FAT. That's our phone number.
Yeah. Kendall, I'm going to quote for you.
Okay.
We don't care. We don't have to. We're the phone company. Said by Lily Tomlin.
Oh, I love Lily Tomlin. And she was great when she was the telephone operator.
She was great when she
was... Is that what...
Yeah.
Okay. Cliff, the telephone is the greatest nuisance among conveniences. The greatest convenience among nuisances. And that was Robert Stoughton Lind.
Oh, Kendall, just as this happened to you, I have so many pillows at night, right?
Uh-huh.
But I keep, in the night, I smush them down in the crack between the mattress and the headboard. And so I'm like, where is my pillows? And I'm reaching around. They're not there. They're all behind the damn bed. And there's 50,000 ladybug carcasses down there. And it's not like I'm going to pick them up anytime soon.
Four pizza boxes, at least.
Oh, God.
Well, Cliff, that hasn't happened to me because I'm so old. I'm about to drop a bombshell on the show.
Oh, shit.
I have one of those bed wedges from my sinuses.
Is that where, because you have to sleep, like, propped up?
Uh-huh. So it, like, wedges me up, and it keeps my pillow from going anywhere. And I've gotten to where I can't even sleep without it anywhere. I go to a hotel, and I'm like, oh, I can't
Oh, see, maybe I need one of those because I sleep all propped up too, and to clear, because sometimes you wake up, you know, you can't breathe. Mm-hmm. And so I sleep all propped up, and I'm like, I feel like Dracula on display at mm-hmm. a funeral home. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Give us a call. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.